And from big things, little things grow. I think it's 7 minutes of magic, really. Tell us how that one came about.
Well, it probably started with an image. The image of, there's a famous photo of Gough Whitlam, the Prime Minister at the time, pouring dirt into the hands of Vincent Lingyari in the ceremony that handed back the lands to the Gurindji people. Like a lot of my songs, I don't set out, sit down and say, I'm going to write a song about this. They often sort of start probably from images. That was the picture that kick-started that. I wrote the song with Kev Carmody, and I knew some of the story, and I always thought it was a pretty interesting one, the fact that this strike or battle had been going on for 8 or 9 years. That was another part of the story that I found fascinating. Ended up writing a song on a camping trip with Kev Carmody in 1988. We were camping at Wivenhoe Dam, west of Brisbane. He knew most of the story, I knew bits of it. We started the song there, still had a few little gaps to fill in. So I did some more research and, you know, finished the song off over the phone a little bit later.
How to Make Gravy, this isn't the first book that you've published. You've got a couple of anthologies of lyrics as well. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that they've been added to the Victorian English curriculum or the reading list for year 12s.
That's right, they were. They were on it for 3 years. So 3 years up till last year, and then they sort of cycle books around. They take them off after a while. So it was on for 3 years in the VCE for Victoria for year 12. Dumb Things has been on the music syllabus for a while too, and I often get letters from schools where individual teachers are studying particular songs.
I was going to say, have you had any maybe family, like cousins, nieces, nephews, even close friends come to you and say, you won't believe who we're studying in school today?
Yeah, quite a lot, yeah. And, a friend of mine has made arrangements to bring their child over on the weekend to because they're doing a school project, so they want a photo, so we'll do a little photo shoot on Sunday for the school project. So, yeah, things like that come up here and there.
Oh, that's great. Imagine how many people would love to get their musical idols on their actual school project.
It's a matter of who you know.
Yeah. Right place, right time, I think. Well, thanks so much for your time today, and good luck with the book. We're really looking forward to seeing you in Darwin, and I think I'm going to, if I had an iPad, that would be the first thing I'd do, but I think I'm going to find somebody that's got a copy of it, because I'd love to try out that app.
Yeah, no, it works pretty well. So it took a little while to get it all up and running. We wanted to get it out at the same time as the book, but we had to get a few little bugs out of it, but I had a little play with it myself, and it's sort of doing what it's supposed to do, so get a hold of an iPad and have a play.
And if not, I think they have those prehistoric things called books we can still use too.
Yes, they were one of the great technologies still working.
Still functioning well, and they don't run out of batteries.
That's right.
Thanks so much again, and we look forward to seeing you in February.
Thanks, Louise.